It's time for a weekly look at what's been happening politically throughout New Jersey. We saw the anchor for the future of Atlantic City wind up actually almost sinking the ship, learned how it pays to be a part of the public sector, and how a couple of lawmakers want to keep you from doing something, let's say, different with your pet. Here to share her insight into all this is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's 24th District, Alison McHose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Enjoying this weather, that's for sure.
Yes, all year round would be a nice thing, but we know that's not going to happen. Let us start, as I alluded to, the $2.6 billion Red Hole Casino, which had received, among other perks, a quarter of a billion dollars in tax breaks to get what had been part of a building or more of a shell up and running. Problem was, it never ran, so September 10th, it, along with three other casinos, are now going to go bye-bye, and there's going to be three hulking buildings on boardwalk of a city that Governor Christie said was going to be revitalized. Yeah. What next?
I had this great brainstorm that Revel has this ball at the top of the building. It looks like it's going to, you know, go down the slant of the building. And I thought, once in a while, they make it look like a golf ball. I guess they have this projector on it. And wouldn't it be great if some big golf organization came and bought it and made like a big golf course, or, you know, make it more of a destination for something different than just gambling? And, you know, it's a shame that nobody came forward to purchase it, and it's a boondoggle for sure.
And it certainly, I mean, this isn't a new lack of effort or narrow sight. Remember, I guess it was 1979. You might remember the old school comedian Danny Thomas. They actually have a road. They used to name roads after celebrities that were appearing at back then it was just Resorts International. And they had this huge ceremony at block off the boardwalk, that's road sign up, all the dignitaries there. I think Governor Byrne was there even. And what does Danny Thomas get to say when he gets up to speak? Yeah, it's really fun driving in Atlantic City. It's like driving through downtown Beirut.
Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, you know, the hope was that when the casino gambling was centralized in Atlantic City, that it would help the whole city, that there would be jobs available, that there would be revitalization. And unfortunately, there's been pockets of revitalization. The outlet mall seems to be fairly successful, you know, but stuff is seasonal sometimes, you know, because of the weather and people can't walk over there. But it hasn't happened, I think, as they originally envisioned it would be.
And on the flip side, too, some of the casinos set up beach clubs. So, you know, encourage people to come out of the buildings and actually go alone. Problem was, by that point in time, a lot of the on-the-boardwalk businesses had shut down.
Yeah. And I've said this all along, that the only way Atlantic City is really going to become a true destination is if we expand the airport and if the FAA recognizes that it needs to have a lengthened runway. Because people aren't going to fly in to Philadelphia. They're not going to fly into Newark or New York.
And they're not going to take the train. They spent a lot of money refurbishing the bus and the train station. And that just did not pan out at all.
Nope.
And as well, you know, for diversification, one of the first things that the casinos got done was they shut down Atlantic City Raceway, the horse racetrack.
Yep. So, again, big problems. Not sure what the solution is. And, you know.
Well, some say this opens the door now for the expansion of gambling overall in New Jersey, with the Meadowlands being something in sight, that what failed down south might be a savior up north.
Right. And you know what? They have this big building that's empty right now, which is the old racetrack building is empty. And, you know, it's ripe for someone to come in and say, hey, you know what? We could make this a hotel and a casino, and, you know.
Or so maybe change Xanadu, finally find something to do with Xanadu.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, the sad story is that just Revel alone, there's 3,100 employees that are now looking for work. The Trump Plaza will be closing. That's another 1,153. The Showboat closing, that's 2,100. The Atlantic Club, that closed back in January, that's 1,700. So in addition to around 8,000 displaced workers. Again, you know, for trying to attract people and, more importantly, people with money that wanted to start businesses into a strip where there are just these hulking empty buildings that are still going to cost money to upkeep and run.
Right. And you know, you think what other options could be done with the buildings? You know, would it become housing? Would it become – who's going to want to move to this area? You've got to have a draw to attract people there. And, you know, I don't know. It's definitely a conundrum.
Starting with Assemblywoman Alice McHose, alicemchose.com on the web, and the State House is njledge.state.nj.us, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. A study from the Pew Charitable Trusts and the MacArthur Foundation, they're both claimed to be nonpartisan research organizations, have found, surprise, surprise, New Jersey offers one of the most expensive health benefit plans in the nation to its state workers. Average monthly premium costs running nearly 1.5 times more than the rest of the country. New Jersey covering, well, that's a point of contention we'll get into, because the Public Workers Union is disputing the fact that New Jersey covers 95% of the tab, employees 5%, compared to what's a nationally average 84-16% split.
Yeah. Well, again, this goes back to, the whole idea of we have had a good run, let's say, as government employees go. We have a good pension system. We have good health care. And, slowly over the years, we've made incremental changes to the percentage that employees pay toward their health care. But in reality, they really do get a lot for, what they're earning. So people forget that there's a value to that health care plan. So you get your base salary and you get the value of the health care. So our government employees are making quite a bit of money. So,
although the director for the Communication Workers of America, Hedy Rosenstein, disputes that 5% mark, she says that state workers contribute up to 35% of the premiums.
I don't know what kind of math she's doing, but, again, this is something that going forward, we did, we have to make changes in some way, because we just can't afford to pay for this. I mean, it's on the taxpayers. Again, everybody talks about we are the government, the people. We pay for all that. So.
And when you think of the private sector, where an employee fine has to get a cut rate because of the group policy, mm-hmm. still is paying, what's the figure? 100% of the health benefits.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap up with Bill A3580. This is a bill, you always think legislation is going to be has a sense of priority and purpose to it. This was put up by a couple of Democrats from Hudson County that clarifies under New Jersey law, tattooing or piercing a pet would then be considered animal cruelty.
Oh, my gosh. To think that we need a bill.
Well, first of all, who does that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Who would do this to an animal? I mean, it's really cruel. And it's, it's not right. And it's you'd think it's common sense. But who are these tattoo artists and piercing people that are doing this? I mean, I don't know. I don't get it.
There apparently was enough cause in New York State where, I should mention too, this bill would exempt cows, sheep, and goats.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a farmer, you need to tag your sheep and get out to the fairgrounds for a show. You won't get arrested by the state police.
So tagging their ears is not considered piercing, then?
Nope.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yep. I guess as long as it gives milk, you'll be okay.
Okay,
that's it. Looks like the common ground there, but apparently New York they did pass a law because they found some tattoo artist did some gothic piercing or a tattoo on a schnauzer or something.
Oh,
I just got a piece of the story, so that's what inspired this group from Hudson County.
But do people want their pets to look like them? So they're doing this is a mini me. That's so weird.
So if you want to laugh, go read A3588 at the New Jersey State legislative website, njledge.state.nj.us. And to share your thoughts on what we talked about here with the Assemblywoman, you can do that at alicemchose.com. She is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's 24th District, Alice McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a good Sunday.